started Terry Master Yud Zayin Teves Tovshin Pehe Rav Akiva Moshe Brandeis. Sorry, Moshe Akiva Brandeis.
Good morning, good day of Shabbos. This past Monday, I was traveling on the second leg of a trip from America, from Heathrow to Manchester Airport. As I'm about to take the aisle seat, so I see that there's a gentleman sitting in the middle seat who will be my companion for the short journey. And he introduced himself as a Muslim imam. So we had a great conversation. In his introduction, he told me that his expertise is Islamic relics. Doesn't go further back than 1,400 years, but he proves from science the age of these relics and artifacts that he finds. And he travels the world, Bahrain, Egypt. He had just come from a six-week journey around the Middle East, showing his wares and proving his points and sharing his theories. So I said to him, I have one question, what do you use? So he says, carbon dating. So I asked him, how old is the world in your understanding? So he told me, several thousand years. I said, do you realize that the same carbon dating is used to prove the age of the world to be many, many more times what you're claiming? He said, I never thought of that before. Has no one ever asked you this? He goes around the world telling people, no one's ever asked me this question. I actually gave him a theory that could answer it, which is not relevant to today. What was fascinating to me, and it came up many times in the conversation, is that he hadn't given it actual thought. He was an academic. He was intelligent. He's an intellect. But to actually stop in your tracks and think, I said, step out of Islam for a second, forget what religion you were born to, let's just think about this, just try to be objective. We found that difficult. To actually stop and think is something people find very challenging. The parasha, the beginning of Vayechi, between Vayigash and Vayechi, has no space. It's a parasha stumma. It's the first Rashi in Parashas Vayechi. Parasha stumma. Generally speaking, you begin a parasha, you look in the Sefer Torah, you ask a Balkora, you have a new paragraph. There's a space and the new line begins. In Vayechi it's completely closed. Now go to Beshalach. In Beshalach, it's Oriach Agabi Oriach. It's like bricks. And there's... Sorry? Agriach Galvena, thank you. It's well quoted. So you've got the spaces all the way through the Shira of Beshalach. Yeah, well done. Sorry? Valkyra. I see. Yeah, it's not enough to be Valkyra to be able to say the Lashon and the Gemara on it, yeah? There's spaces all the way through the Shira. So I heard a fantastic vart from Yosef Elephant. He said it over, either from Yitzhak Hutton or Maral, I can't remember. But he said, these are the bookends of the Golos Mitzrayim, if you think about it. Vayechi is as Yaakov and his family enter into Golos Mitzrayim. That's when the family descends. Beshalach is the first moment of redemption, Geula. The Mitzrayim have just died. They're standing, seeing the piles of the corpses, and they sing Shira's praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Golos is defined by no spaces. No time to think. No time to contemplate. Just going from one thing to the next. Geula. On the other hand, Beshalach, which is Geula, is when we have time to think, when we can stop in our tracks and actually take note, actually take stock. Take the time to breathe. To account for our lives. The bookends of Golos, with space or without space. Golos is the humdrum of everyday life, of just running from one thing to the next, from one email, from one meeting, I've got to keep going, I can't stop. We should stop in our tracks. It's what we're doing right now. It's a Friday morning, it's 9:23 a.m. And we're stopping. To stop in our tracks and actually think for ourselves. Where are we going? What are we doing? What's the purpose of life? To hear Torah. There's an interesting pasuk in Parshas Vo'era, next week's Parsha, that says the following. Is there a chumashe? A chumashe, chumashe Torah, ideally, if possible. Grish and Scrum. Thank you. Interesting pasuk, we may remember this, thank you. V'lishomuel Moshe mikotze ruach mi'avoida kosha. Klal Yisrael couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were so out of breath and so weary with avoida, with work, that they couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'era. But this is very strange. Capital Vav, Pasuk Tes. This is very strange. If you look back into our parasha, it seems that they were able to daven. The Ribbono Shel Olam listened to them. We have in Beis Chof Gimel, all in Bereish, all in Shemoy, sorry. In our parasha, Beis Chof Gimel, the Pasuk says, right at the beginning, he enslaved Klal Yisrael, Vayizoku, they davened, Vatal Shavosim Elokim, and Hashem listened to their davening. And again in Gimel Tes, you'll find, I see that they're enslaved. I see that they're crying and they're davening. I'm listening to their tefillos. So why in Va'era, which is much later in the story, all of a sudden they have no time. They can't even listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened? In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was concerned that Klal Yisrael wouldn't trust him. Back to my neighbor on the flight, the imam, I asked him a question. I said, if I was to tell you that I had a dream, a revelation last night, and God told me that I should begin a new religion called British Airwayism. I said, what would you say? Would you accept it from me? So he smiled. I said, so why, when a man, an individual man, has a revelation, and he says he has the Quran, a book, was on his own. He says, what do you say? You've also got the terrorists. I told him, 3 million people at Har Sinai. It's a tradition, generation after generation. And if there was anything changing from then, it should have also done in public, not privately. We finished up amicably. He told me he had fun for the conversation. It was okay. I haven't created another enemy of Klal Yisrael. But when one individual comes, as Moshe Rabbeinu did first, before Matan Torah, alone, Moshe Rabbeinu justifiably said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they won't accept it from me. There aren't people that you could just convince them. Miracles aren't enough, it could be magic. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, lo yaminu li. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, use an expression which way they have by tradition that this will be the expression used for Geula Pokrid Yithkoid. And therefore we have in Capital Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, V'shomu L'kei Lecha. They will listen to you. No worries. V'shomu L'kei Lecha, V'osa Atav Ezek Nitzol. You'll go to Melech Mitzrayim and they will listen to you. And as she said, because they had a Kabbalah, a tradition, a Masorah from Yaakov and from Yosef, that the expression of the Goyal, the one who will redeem you, will be pokoid yithkoid. Use that expression and they will remember that you are their true redeemer. But why then in Parshas Va'era could they not listen anymore? But the Shomel Moshe, exactly. Look at the second half of the Pasuk. So you've got people here who are not trusting. They're a wary nation. They won't trust Moshe unless he uses signals and hints which they have by tradition that this will be the girl's expression. And yet this very same people who are convinced in Parshas Va'era can't listen to Moshe. V'lo shomuel Moshe. The second half of the Pasuk tells us why. Mikotze ruach mi'avoda kosha, like two Yidden just said now in this room. That means that a people who have been convinced, they trust Moshe Rabbeinu, they know this is a tradition, these are the words that are going to be used, this is our Geula. But avoida kosher, the daily grind of life and being subjugated and subdued by an overpowering nation, can be enough to drive them to the point that we cannot trust and we cannot listen. Rishom al Moshe, why me kutzurach from being out of breath? Me avoid the kosher. We can have emunah, we can have bitachon, we can chovus avavus, but if we don't allow ourselves space, the riach agabe levena, a bit of space just to stop in our tracks and think, the humdrum of life, the daily grind of life, can be such that we have no space and time for ourselves and for our connection. Not even for Moshe Rabbeinu, who's won our trust. Mikotzerech Maveda Kosha. Rabbi Yerucham was on the staff of Radin Yeshiva at one point in his life. And he shared the following with the Chofetz Chaim in the Radin Yeshiva. He said there was one Purim where Reb Naftali Amsterdam, who was then a young bacha still, kept the chiyuv of Chayav Enosh Lebesumei Kipshutai. He was under the table, and he said the following to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, his Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, if only I had the heart, the lathe of the Yisrael V'Sheresh Ravoida. If you read any passages of Yisrael V'Sheresh Ravoida, it's dripping with love, with ava. If only I had his heart. And the cup, the muyach, the intelligence of the Shagas Arya, and the midas of the Rebbe, Yisrael Salanta's midas, if only. So Yisrael Salanta, on Purim, says to the bacha under the table, Naftole, mit dein cup, mit dein heart, mit dein midas. Your avoid is with your head, with your intelligence, with your midas, and with your heart. That's your job, not somebody else's. So Rabbi Yerucham said this to the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim responded, this part you may have heard already, with different versions. But the response of the Chofetz Chaim is interesting. He took something from this week's parasha. The Chofetz Chaim said to him, it's merumas in this week's parasha. Because it says in the parasha, Perek Gimel Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk says, when the very first revelation, the first Gilui of Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, where was it? By the snare. Thank you. By the snare. And Hashem says, first of all, Shal na'olecho mi'al raglecho. Take your shoes off your feet, out of respect. And the continuation of the Pasuk is, Ki amokri masha'atoi meidolov, the land upon which you stand, admas kodesh. It's kodesh. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the story of Naftali Amsterdam on Purim is merumas in this pasuk. Because Hashem says to Moshe, the land upon which you stand is Kodesh. People think, if only I was somewhere else. If my situation was different. If my family setup was different. With a different wife, with different children, with a different background, different parents, different parnosa, lived in a different country, different weather. Then... But this circumstances, Zok the Ribbonishim to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamokim Asher Ato Oimed Oleo, the exact spot upon which you stand right now, Koideshi. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said to him. It's brought Chofetz Chaim Latoy on its own as well, without the story. To know that our circumstances are exactly right for us, but for that it needs space. We need to take stock. Stop on the hamster's wheel, on the treadmill that life is. It just keeps going. It's an escalator. It doesn't stop. You've got to get off the escalator to be able to take stock and be able to contemplate, to be able to absorb the messages that really is our lives. And the Chofetz Chaim then added another remez from this week's parasha, from the very same pasuk. The Chofetz Chaim said, look at the beginning of the same pasuk, Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Hey. Hashem says to Moshe, take your shoes off your feet. Said the Chofetz Chaim, barefoot. Your shoes are too tight. Your shoes are too wide. I can't get there. Circumstances, externalities, excuses, reasons. Take your shoes off. Take off all the externals. As you are, Kodeshi. Barefoot. No externals. That's your avodah. Moshe, as you are, that's how I want you. In this spot, that's how I want you. Who put you in this situation? I did. I gave you these circumstances. What you consider a challenge to your agendas, I put it there. I gave you the agenda and I gave you the challenge. But where you are in the situation we're in, Admas Kodeshi. That was the Chofetz Chaim's response to Yeruchim's story. Yes. Midain kop, midain hearts, and midain midas. As you are Nafsal, Hashem doesn't want other people's from you. But it takes that Ariach, it takes that space of Bishalach, that's Geula. If we can do that, it's Geula. Golos is not to be aware. Not to be aware at all. Not to stop, not to think, not to breathe. Mikotze Ruach, breathlessness. Now, avoid the kosher, too much work. Not taking stock, not taking the time to stop. And Geula, Bishalach, that very first moment that just come out of the Yamsuf. There's no moment that could have been sooner. They're singing Shira, spaces. That's Geula. Even within the Golos, there's Geula. If we take space. In Chodka this week, I learned in the mornings, and I saw Vart preparing for the Shir. I saw a Vart that I hadn't remembered seeing before, at least, from a Moshe Feinstein, a Drash Moshe. I was so excited that I shared it with a Yidah. I had to share it with somebody on the spot. I went to Yisrael Lev, who sits in the same Beis Medrash, to share this Vart with him. Comes back 10 minutes later. It was such a good Vart. I just called the Hardon Karov. I told him the Vart, and I'm going to tell you a story back from the Rav. Let's start from the beginning now. So I was in Chartkov, and I see this Vart. It says like this in the Parsha. Hashem calls Moshe by the snare. Moshe, Moshe. Twice. Capital Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer Hineni. Why twice? So we're told that when a person is called a second time with his name, it's a Loshon of Chibah. The Medrash tells us that every time the Ribbono Shel Olam called Moshe was exactly in this fashion. It just doesn't say it in the Torah. Moshe, Moshe, and Moshe responded, Hineni. This time it tells us, once and for all, how the conversation began. Why is the second time mentioning of a name, Chibah, love? The Pashto says, the first time I had to call you, the second time is out of love. I'm enjoying saying your name. That's Pashto. So with Moshe Feinstein, it's much deeper. What's in a name? Says Moshe, nothing. Why should there be anything in your name? When did you get it? You earned it? How old are you? 8 days old? Bit of a delayed bris in England, so 3 weeks old? Whatever. But your parents chose a name and gave you a name. It was nothing to do with your characteristics or anything you've achieved. It's not a title. It's the name they gave to you. Has no depth to it, really. So what's in a name? And at the same time, but for you it means nothing. You haven't done anything about it. There's no chibah to you personally. I hear the challenge of Chaim, I hear it. The parents of Ruach HaKodesh to give the name, agreed, and it's loaded with whoever had the name before that. You give a child the name Yehuda, it's loaded with its preciousness. But the person himself, what is it to him? Nothing. So where's the love in the name? Dr. Moshe Feinstein, because we look at the person and we say, what have you done with your name? What does that name mean now that you've had it for all these years? We all know, if you think of names, you think of a friend, you've got a friend called Yankel. It's loaded with meaning. You think of that name, you think, ah, he's a Balmidas, he's a fine person, he's generous, he's a bit of a sharp, he's an intelligent intellect. It has so much meaning when you call someone's name. You just think through a few names, even if they're around this very room. It has so much meaning. Who gave the name that character? The person himself. It was zero when he was born, and through the years, through his actions, he gave the name personality. So Hashem says, Moshe, I'm calling you, and now Moshe, the Moshe that you gave it this meaning, this depth, what Moshe means today, that's love. You infused your name with character. That's the love that Ribbono Shel Olam is showing by always saying his name a second time. I call you, and then out of love, I say your name again because you infused your name with beautiful characteristics. And that's true for all of us. Sorry? Oh, yeah, by the obvious we find as well, double names. So he was excited about this vault. Comes back 10 minutes later, he says, I shared it with the Rav, my donka. He says, now let me share it with you. So he loved the vault. He says, let me share you a story. Just what I needed. And he tells me that the Rav once heard a story about Rabbi Tzir Bobova from before the war. He apparently used to call all the Bochrim from Bobov to say the night to be with the Rebbe for Leil HaSeder. So 1,000 Bochrim in attendance for the Leil HaSeder of Bobov. The Rebbe does a scan around the room and he notices that there's one Bochur missing. Calls out two Bochrim, tells them to search through the village or town of Bobov to see where he might be. They come back with the report, he's not feeling well, he's in bed. She sends other Bochrim with the entire Seder, the Shiurim, the food that you might need, Shulchan Aruch. Go and do a Seder with him, he's not feeling well, do it with him, stay with him. When you're finished, come back to my Seder. Till that was organized, took around half an hour. Till those Bochrim went with the food to his room. So he heard this story. He wanted to find out more details. He called, I think his name is Reb Leibel Stempel. Anyone recognize the name? I see some nods here. I got the name right. Gewaldig. He told me that people recognize the name. Reb Leibel Stempel from Stamford Hill. And he asked him about the story. Have you ever heard of such a story? He said, heard of such a story? I was there. I was there in the room. So you can all call him up now. I was there in the room when this happened. And it took half an hour to organize, and it was complete silence, because the Rebbe was makbid not to talk Dvarim B'Tehillim say the night. It took half an hour till the food got over to this Bochur. When we hear such stories, Rabbi Yisai, we have to stop for a second and think. Because they're sort of beyond us. Behavior of great people, 1,000 people in the room, to take stock and notice he's missing. But we have to ask ourselves, where does it start? And then we can learn from it. What's the key to such behavior? We don't run Leil Seders with thousands of people. But remember that he took the moment to check the room. Forget the rest of the story. Instead of just saying Kaddish, the Olam's here, no, the Olam's here. He thought to himself, he actually stopped. He had a Levena with an Ariach and some space in between. He stopped and thought to himself, the Bochrim are here, but is every Bochur here? The beginning of that, the seed that creates that phenomenal, almost above human behavior of care beyond the imagination, begins with stopping. Getting off that escalator, getting off the hamster's wheel, and actually asking ourselves, is everything okay? Is everything in check? That break in the humdrum of daily life is what allows greatness. That's ge'ula. If we can stop for a moment in our own lives as well, that brings ge'ula. That's the story that he shared with me. We have in the posuk, this is capital base, posuk yud aleph, where Moshe Rabbeinu went out to the people, vayar b'sivloisom, and he went and saw how enslaved they were. The slavery. The affliction. Says Rashi, Nosan Einov Veliboy Lius Meitzalem. He gave his heart, his mind, to be with them in their pain, to empathize with them. And what happens in Capital Gimel is the moment of the snare we've already mentioned. The first time Hashem reveals Himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. With what zechus does the Torah elaborate that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to this revelation to become the Goyal? The Pasuk tells us, and the Midrashim explain it. He said, Asura no ve'era. I'll turn and I'll see. What is this great situation of a bush that's burning and not getting burnt, not being consumed by the fire. That's a strange thing. And the next pasuk says, pasuk Dalad, Vayar Hashem kisor lirois. And Hashem saw that he turned his head to look. What is such importance put into his turning of the head? And he went to see this strange sight. And along comes Ribbono Shel Olam and says, you know, since he turned his head to see, I'm going to talk to him. What's happening here? What's so special? For the person who's going to redeem Klal Yisrael, there's a prerequisite. To be the goyel who brings Geula to this nation, there's a condition. You've got to be a person who stops, who thinks, who takes in the surroundings, who sees a snare burning and asks questions, why is it burning? If this is the man to bring Geula, his greatness has to also translate itself in being somebody who stops in his tracks. There's a burning bush. I might be a shepherd, I'm busy with the sheep, but what's happening here? Let's stop. Ask ourselves, is there a message here? Is something happening here? What's going on around me? So Hashem sees Kisar Lirois. I have a man who's got the character of Geula, who takes a break in what's going on around him and takes in society, takes in this happenings around him. He's my goyel. Asuranova era is Moshe Rabbeinu's words, and Hashem says, "Vayar Hashem kisor lirois." He's a person who stops to see, and that's exactly his first calling of Moshe Moshe. That's the moment of Moshe Moshe vayemeinani. The same person vayar b'siv loisam, who takes the moment to care for the people, who takes the moment to care for what's happening around him. In Bereishis, base your tests. It says when Adam called the animals their names. So going back to all the way to the beginning. And he says, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim in Adama, and then he calls them V'chol Asher Yikra Adam Nefesh Chaya Hu Shemoy. That's its name. Says Rashi. So interesting expression of the Pasuk. Rashi says, when Adam called each animal by its name, that was its name forever. What's the importance of this? Perhaps the diuk is as follows. Adam Arishin looks at each animal and gives it a name. And this is its name and its character forever. You may have heard of the story, some say, it's an Abishitz, others say the Rambam with the cat that was trained to be a waitress. And it comes in with all the glasses and the wine, and then he lets the mouse out of the snuff box and forgets its great show, and everything goes all over the place. Proving that an animal, you can train it as much as you like, but its internal characteristics, its innate character will remain forever. That's what Adam Rishon did. This is its name, this is its character, you cannot change it. For animals. But the human being, the person, his koyach is that he can be a yar. Kisar, we can change, we can stop, we can decide, we can make decisions that whichever situation Hashem has put us into, koydashi. To notice that no matter what's challenging me at this moment, this day, this period, we are aware that the Ribbono Shel Olam says to us, Hamoki mashah toim midolel, the very situation that you happen to find yourself in right now, admas koydashi. Who you are, the name that you've created for yourself, the background, your situation, Admas Kodesh is holy. This is how I want it to be. This is holiness. You have a good chance.
Okay, backtrack on all the